services, Lavazzi and Boop1.co.uk present the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, episode 289. I'm Adam.
And I'm Isabella.
And we've come to that momentous occasion we've been looking forward to for the last 5 years or so, when Isabella becomes an official co-host on the show. How do you feel about that, Isabella?
I'm very excited because Doctor Who means so much to me.
Oh, you changed something. The last time you said, oh, yeah, changed it again. Yes, you should have said what you did last time, which Doctor Who means so much to me, and then I corrected you, and then, oh, it doesn't matter anyway, but, yeah
so and I really like it, and
yes.
It's very, very dramatic.
And scary.
A little bit.
Right, not wholly convinced, but I admire your loyalty. Now, you're saying that you're just about to tell me that your friend Rebecca is very nice, and now I thought you were going to say your friend Rebecca is a big Doctor Who fan.
Yeah, she is also a big Doctor Who fan
as
well. Yeah, she was so jealous when I told her I got Peter Capaldi's autograph.
Capaldi.
Capaldi. Yes,
okay. Yeah. Yet to be convinced myself, but I'm glad you're on the show. And you must be aware that being a co-host on this show means that you have to harden up a little bit because you're quite a sensitive person.
Okay.
And my persona on the show is to be a little bit tough, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, I'm always tough with
the
boys.
With the boys?
At school.
No, you're not. I mean, mentally tough. You have to be mentally tough to be a co-host on this show. Because I have, in the early days when we had Alicia, and I was constantly having certain person, Alicia, interrupt me, it rather hardened me to, and made me a little bit, what's the word for it, impatient. Yes? So, yeah. If I snap at you a little bit, don't walk out the room, don't sulk, don't get upset, because I do that to every co-host on the show.
Okay.
All right? Just take it in your stride. And if you're very lucky, you might...
The teacher has shouted at me once, and I just had to hold him in.
Yes, but I'm not a teacher, I'm me, and I'm the co-host and producer of this programme. And if I have a go at you on it, don't take it to heart. Just roll on, because it's just part of the show. But I'd rather I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
No. Okay, right. So, the Christmas special is coming up soon, Isabella. We're going to wing this, by the way. You know what winging means? No, you don't. Okay. This basically, let's go back to we'll talk about the Christmas special in a minute. The way the show began was just me and Alicia talking about Doctor Who in a sort of random sort of way. We're going to go back to that sort of thing. But there's certain things on the show that we are not going to do on the main show.
Okay.
But just me and you are going to do things we used to do, me and Alicia. So this is basically a back to basics show. It's got to be. Essentially, when the file is finished, less than 20 megabytes, hence the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the normal shows are never going to be less than 20 megabytes, but it'd be nice to sort of go back and say to people when they say, what's this 20 megabyte thing? Well, I can say, well, some of our shows are limited to 20 megabytes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, right. So, I know you're a big fan of Sarah Jane Adventures.
Yes.
But, see, the way you feel about Sarah Jane Adventures is the way Doctor Who fans feel about Doctor Who. This is why I know you're not actually a Doctor Who fan. Because the way you feel about Sarah Jane.
I miss Sarah Jane.
So, tell me about Sarah Jane Adventures, why you like it so much.
I like it so much because, well, it just has some humour in it and it's really interesting, like, it's so dramatic. A bit like Doctor Who, and,
Well, it would be a bit like Doctor Who, it's a spin-off.
But the thing is, though, Sarah Jane's not as scary.
Isn't it?
No. It's more... I
like, well, it wouldn't be, would it? Because it's a children's programme, so it can't be as scary as Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So, have you watched all of them?
Yeah, I've watched every series.
What, from start to finish, or did you just dip in randomly?
Start to finish.
So, do you remember when Elizabeth Sladen died and the series came to an end? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You do? But at the time, you were too young to really appreciate what a sad thing that was for Doctor Who fans in general, not just fans of the Sarah Jane Adventures. Mm. Mm, don't look so sad. Because it meant Sarah Jane Adventures, which was a very good series, came to an end and wasn't going to continue, and also there was no chance of ever going back into Doctor Who. So, very, very sad, because it's a great series, I agree. It's one of the best children's TV shows that's ever been. I love Sarah Jane Adventures. I've got them all somewhere, pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got more on DVD somewhere, apart from maybe a couple of episodes. But I thought I had all of them.
We can do a 20 megabyte Sarah Jane.
We have done. If you, Isabella, if you go back and through the ages of the 20 megabyte podcast, we have done Sarah Jane Adventures all the way through it when it was actually on, when it came on as a new series. So I'm not really inclined to go back and do that at the moment. But we could do, depending on how I feel. And stop creaking the chair.
Sorry, so squeaky.
Right, so we can do things that we missed out on the main show when we on our show sometimes. Okay. And we didn't have time on the main show to go through Doctor Who news. So we're going to have a quick peek at Doctor Who news now, because we can't do feedback because we haven't had any. We don't get a lot of feedback anyway, but it would be nice if we got feedback specifically for this part of the show. Yeah. And if you want to send feedback into the podcast for one reason or the other, it's 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. That address doesn't get read out very often. It's 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. And please indicate whether it's for the main show or whether it's for the Back to Basics show, so we know which show to read it out on, if indeed we do get any, or even play it on if you want to send an audio in. France and Four announced Series 9 launch date. Apparently the series we've just watched is going to be shown in France from the 26th of December. Ooh. So one of them, they'll show the Christmas special afterwards. That sounds a bit odd.
Hmm.
Yes. Comics have been released. There's lots of comics coming out. Eighth Doctor.
11th and 12th Doctor. There's a Christmas special for the 11th one as well. I mean the 12th.
What comic?
Yeah, this is special for the 12th Doctor.
The BBC double edition of the Radio Times is now generally available, containing all the programme's details for the main UK channels for the festive period. Now, Doctor Who is at 5:15, and it's up against For the Love of Dogs on ITV and the news. So I'm hoping that means that we'll get the usual 8 million viewers. Now, what Stephen Moffat is missing is a trick here. If he can make the Christmas special astoundingly good, then he might hook in some viewers for the main series.
Yeah.
So do you think it might be actually a better idea to have Doctor Who on from January and have the Christmas special as the series launcher?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's just my idea. Because we're bound to get...
It would be so epic.
We normally get 8 million views for the Christmas special. The trouble is, that means my prediction of, if they did that, of there being only one episode of Doctor Who in 2016... means that we won't get a full series until 2017, so it's a long time to wait for new Doctor Who. What's this here? Space Mass. Oh, begins Christmas 19th. Space confirms time for Christmas special. I think Space has shown all the Doctor Who Christmas specials. there's another comic featuring
the Ninth Doctor.
Talking about the Ninth Doctor, did you see that lovely video that was on Facebook that Christopher Eccleston did? I can't show it now because I'm not wired up correctly for it. But
so nice.
Yes, Eccleston did a video for a sick Doctor Who fan in which he maintained the guise of the Ninth Doctor. And I thought it was wonderful to show that he does care still about the series, because he talked about 10, 11 and 12. And I don't like naming the Doctors in that way, like a lot of the podcasts do, but that's what he said. I'm quoting him. So if you get a chance to see that, I think it has been posted to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join. And Isabella's not even a member of that group, because she's too young to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I'd like to get you onto Facebook anyway, but hey-ho.
There's a comic about Legends of Ashilda.
Yes.
And, be about Ashilda, isn't
it? Yes. Doctor Who Magazine 494 has got...
Featuring Peter Capaldi.
Featuring. I thought you said Petering and Peter Capaldi. there's a Christmas issue. And there's also... I think this is a bag that shows what's inside. So that's pretty good. It's got River Song on it and stuff, so... And it's got a feature on the Husbands of River Song, which is the Christmas special we're building up to. There's been some spoilers really revealed, and I know Kirby would be particularly interested in those, and I really can't understand why people like spoilers. Mm. I mean, say...
It's weird, isn't it? No,
say there's a new Nativity film coming out. I know you like those awful movies, but yeah. Say there was a new one of them coming out. Would you, before going to watch it, want to know what's happening in the film?
No.
Okay, so say there was we were lucky enough that Sarah Jane Adventures was coming back and Elizabeth Staveley was still alive. Would you want to know what was actually going to be the plot and what was actually happening in episode one of the new series?
I want to know what was going to be the plot.
You would want to know? Before you watched it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love Sarah Jane.
Okay, let's put from a different angle. Right, say that awful programme you watched called Jessie with a very beautiful Debbie Ryan. She's very beautiful, but the programme's awful. Say that came back and the new episode is on tomorrow. Would you want to know what's happening in the new episode today, and or would you prefer to wait until it actually came on air tomorrow?
I would wait, actually.
Okay, that's the point I'm trying to make. That it's best to wait until things come out, because a lot of people are trawling the internet for this new Star Wars film that's come out. Yeah. Do you know what it's called?
Star Wars.
Yeah, that's Star Wars Episode 8, Star Wars
Star Wars Episode 8.
Yes.
Force Awakens.
Well done. Yes, it is indeed called that. But a lot of people, it's in the cinemas, but are looking for what's happening in the film before they go and watch it. And I really do not understand that. Go and watch the film. Why not? Why do you want to do that?
I don't know.
Trouble is, people like me who don't want to know will get spoiled because they're posting things online all the time.
It's unfair, actually, because some people don't have enough money to go to the cinema.
True, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm trying to find people that post spoilers are appalling. Moving on back to the Doctor Who news, Anatomy of a Finale. BBC have published the scripts for the final two episodes of Series 9 of Doctor Who. The scripts for Heaven Sent and Hell Sent. And that says, what does that say?
It says Sent / Cell Bent.
Yeah, Cell Bent. That's wrong. It's Hell Bent, not Hell Sent. Oh, God. Heaven Sent and Hell Bent. So they put it Cell Bent by Stephen Moffat are now available to download from the BBC website.
They put it wrong.
Click on the link and read the scripts for that. Last week on Strictly Come Dancing,
Jay McGuinness and Aliona Villani did the Charleston to Doctor Who for Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes, a very sparkly TARDIS it was too, but that was really quite good. If you want to see that, the link is on doctorwhonews.net. Yes. And Kirby's also posted it to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join. There's been
can't, too young.
What do you mean, too young?
9 years old.
Yeah, well, I bet there's people of your age on Facebook.
Seriously?
You have to pretend they're 13. The ratings update. Still fairly consistent, so we haven't actually... I'm hoping that they've published the actual ratings for the final episode.
That looks a bit like Baymax from Big Hero 6, except...
What, the robot?
Except he doesn't have a head. Yes,
this is an audio presentation. The listeners don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
So, for the picture of... For the Christmas special, there's a giant robot. Robot. And the Doctor and River are trying to fight it, and the robot looks like Baymax, except without a head.
Okay, but it also looks like one of the robots from the previous Christmas special.
Does.
The one that everybody hates, the Lion, the Witch and the... Oh, no, was it that one?
Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
No, it wasn't from the Christmas special, was it? It was from Dinosaurs and the Spaceship. I can't remember now.
I think it was, and there was, this one was also in the Sarah Jane Adventures. I remember.
I said Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe. It was a Doctor, the Witch and the Wardrobe, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Have you seen that episode?
No, I haven't.
What? You haven't watched it? You'd have. You were there. I was, remember that year. I think that was the year when your mum... We had a big row just when Doctor Who started. Do you remember that year?
No.
What? We were all in that room. Doctor Who was just about to start, and your mum decided that she'd start... You know when you get Christmas packaging and you've got to take them all the bits out of the packaging for your one of your things that you have to put together? Playmobil thing, I suspect.
My Playmobil.
She decided to do that, and she kept on tutting and huffing that she wasn't getting any help during this particular venture. And I said, "Okay, we'll pause Doctor Who."
I do remember
You don't remember the episode?
I think...
So you remember the row, but you don't remember the episode?
No. Do we have the episode?
Yeah, I've got... What a silly question. Of course I've got the episode. What, do you want to have a day of watching Doctor Who Christmas specials or something? You can't, because we're going, you're going out later.
No, but I've got to go at 10.
Yeah, we haven't got time. It's 8:45 now.
Okay. But still, I might have enough time. I might.
You won't.
I might.
But we've got time during the Christmas period to watch it.
Okay.
Anyway, right.
What about tomorrow? What
about tomorrow? I'm busy tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, let's, like I say, we'll remember that. We'll try and do a...
Are you going to be back here when I'm... Are you going to still be here when I'm come back from the carnival?
I don't know what's happening. I'll just do what I'm told. But let me finish my sentence.
Can I watch the bit of the episode?
Now, can I suggest something before you jump into that? We could have a special feature for this show of watching all the Christmas specials.
Ooh, okay.
But not necessarily on this episode, maybe a future one, but...
Yeah.
Pardon me, by the way. I forgot that's a condenser microphone that picks up every sound, especially the creaking on your chair. Right, Further Husbands of Riversong broadcasts confirmed all around the world. We've got 5:15, as we know, up in the UK. BBC America, it's 9 o'clock in the evening. On the same day, Christmas Day, as is in Canada, Asia Pacific. I said Pacific. That's Pacific. On their BBC Entertainment Channel, 10 a.m. on the 26th. New Zealand again. It's 7:35 p.m. Australia, 7:30. South Africa on BBC First in South Africa. Didn't know there was a BBC First channel in South Africa. 6 p.m. on the 26th. Europe, BBC First, 8:05 p.m. BBC Two, they're doing a repeat on the 29th, 2:50. Finland on the 3rd of January, 7:10. And Germany on their Fox channel, 9 p.m. on the 28th of January. It's a long time to wait. It's not a Christmas special that time of year, is it? Oh, we've got Hellbent official viewing. Oh, it's pretty good. 6.17 million viewers.
Whoa.
Watched Hellbent, which said it was the 10th most watched programme on BBC television and the 4th overall on Sunday. Saturday, sorry.
And also it says Strictly Come Dancing topped the ratings for the week with 11.93 million viewers.
And that was on the week in which
once again, the top 10 was dominated by the latest series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, taking seven of the top 10 places.
So have a quick, if I click on that, should... There we go, right. So Strictly was number one, hurrah, I think so too.
Sadly,
is it
Doctor
sad?
Doctor Who is at 29.
Yeah, but that's not bad. It's still a large percentage of the viewers. You've got to bear in mind, look what's above it. Antiques Roadshow, great show, but only shut slightly. You've got 4 episodes of Emmerdale, 2 episodes of EastEnders, The Apprentice is a brilliant programme, another 2 episodes of Emmerdale, 2 episodes of EastEnders, Country File, X Factor results, Coronation Street, more X Factor, 3 episodes of Coronation Street, and then 7 episodes of I'm a Celebrity, and 2 episodes of Strictly Come Dancing. But this is what I'm saying. Strictly is raising popularity. Put it on before Strictly, not after it.
In last place is Pointless.
Yeah, so overtook Pointless. Whee! So, yeah, the Doctor Who magazine yearbook 2016 is coming out. I'm sure they'll probably have that at whoone.co.uk.
I don't know. Might.
And the Series 8 complete set is available on Blu-ray at 59% off if you go to amazon.go.uk.
And also, there's a Doctor Who magazine yearbook 2016.
I just said that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
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 Okay, let's just not stop arguing.
Not arguing, just put up quoting a fact.
Doctor Who.
Right.
Let's look on Doctor Who.
No.
What's for sale?
We're not looking at Doctor Who, dear. We are, but not in the way you're... thinking. This is... What's this say?
eBay.
Right, so what are we doing? Looking at the most expensive... This is an old feature on the show. The most expensive bidded items on eBay. Well, first of all, we'll look at the most expensive listed items on eBay. And that thing, I'm sure you can read what it says at the top.
Look, there's our Sonic sunglasses.
What? What are you talking about? I'm talking about this bit here.
I know, but still, there's Sonic.
There's a cosplay thing, but forget that. This was what we're looking at here.
There's a Dalek Annual 1976 original Daleks artwork, comic art, and that is...
That's my stomach, can you hear it?
Six... Is it million?
No.
6,000.
Should we do the actual prices to me? The price that it's listed for is £6,500. It's basically a Dalek painting.
And there's a TV.
Whoa there. 21. Whoa there. You're jumping ahead there. No, we're not doing stuff. That, we always do the one. This should explain how this link works. We do the most expensive listed item, which is that one. The door's about to open, so you probably have to stand up now. And then we move on to a very interesting thing here. It's a William Hartnell signed autograph and letter framed Doctor Who autograph.
Whoa.
There's got 11 people watching that at £4,000. But how do you know it's genuine? So have a look at it. It is very interesting. Free post and packaging. Well, that's nice at £4,000, isn't it? It could well be from him, but there's no certificate of authenticity, although it probably is. Okay. Moving down, then, this is going to be very difficult to find anything with bids against, so this could take some time, so we'll need you.
Can I do the next thing?
We need you to blag it a little bit. And, oh, look, I used to have that annual.
What? Oh.
And look how much it is now.
£950.
Yeah, and I used to have that. Wow. I bet my nan threw it. Yes, £950. Heartbreaking. Yeah, so I've got. That's put me off what I was doing now. We're looking for things with bids against, and I haven't finding anything at the moment because nobody's got that sort of money at Christmas.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, so while I'm looking for this, you can tell us what you thought about the last series of Doctor Who. Did you actually watch every episode? I'm not too sure you did.
Oh, Sarah
did
Jane.
Doctor Who?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
No.
Which ones
not
didn't you
episode.
See?
I didn't see the
We haven't had the Christmas special yet.
The Ninth Doctor one. I have seen the Empty Child and the Doctor Dances.
And the Ninth Doctor? No, I'm talking about this last series of Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, I have seen every episode of that.
Okay, right then. So, what about the Doctor Who Festival? You were dragged along to that, kicking and screaming, because you really didn't want to go to it, but you didn't have any choice, because we were going, and you had to come with us. So what did you think? The Doctor Who Festival, what did you think?
I really enjoyed it. Mostly I was happy, because I got Peter Capaldi's autograph.
Yeah, we know this, but why did you enjoy it? And can you remember the previous thing where I think you kept saying, is it time to go yet? You weren't
ill.
Very well, that's right, I remember that.
Yeah, because remember,
I still remember
you. Mum's birthday.
Having a fairly good time.
I sicked up the cake. The chocolate cake.
Yeah, so you remember what else we did that weekend?
We had a photo with Jenna Coleman.
Yeah, I know that. But no, what we did over the weekend. Remember what else we did that weekend that we went to?
We went to Harry Potter.
Wow! Well, memory is pretty good, isn't it? Yes, we did meet Jenna Coleman, and I remember my hand around her waist. Very very nice it was, too. And I'm disappointed I didn't get a chance to do that because of the way they sold the tickets at this year's event.
Sorry.
But we did meet lots of interesting people, didn't we? Do you remember who we met?
Yeah, we met Peter Capaldi.
You just said that.
Michelle Gomez.
Yeah.
I forgot the rest.
Do you remember?
You and Debbie met someone.
Yes, we did. We met Mark Gatiss. Did we all have a picture? No, it was just me and Debbie, wasn't it? Nicholas Briggs.
We had a photo with... I forgot the person. Me, Debbie... You and Mum.
What, Danny Hargreaves?
Yeah.
So who's Danny Hargreaves then? Do you remember?
Was he the artist?
No, he was the boss of all the special effects on Doctor Who. Michelle Gomez. What do you remember of meeting Michelle Gomez?
I remember that she was very mischievous, and when we took the photo, I did this.
Yes. Yeah, so why did you do that?
I wanted to be mischievous, like Missy.
Did she tell you to do it?
No, I just wanted to do it for fun.
It was a very good pose, but she did a very similar face on it, didn't she?
And I remember Debbie did this.
Did what? Yeah, this is an audio presentation. People can't actually see the expressions that you're trying to demonstrate.
Her eyes were just open wide.
Yes. See, this beard, I should have... Oh, thank you. Oh. I should have dyed my beard and put a black wig on, because I saw, remember, some bloke went as the, you don't know who the master is, as in the classic series master, the Delgado master, which you may do eventually when you dip into the classic era, but Missy is essentially the master, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on, if I get Roger Delgado up on the screen, yeah, Master Delgado. Right. Right. Yeah, that's the original master.
One.
Yes, that's who Missy is.
Oh,
Missy
is. I remember him now.
A future incarnation of him.
I remember him.
Yes, I'm saying what I should have done is sort of dyed this beard sort of a bit, keep the white bits in it, and dyed it black in the middle, and had a slick back wig.
You could have
I could go as a master.
I could have gone as Osgood.
How could you go as Osgood? We haven't got any Osgood costumes.
Yeah, but I could have just had a white jacket and sprayed my hair black, my glasses, done.
Yeah, this eBay link. Do you know what I should do with this eBay link?
And borrow Debbie's scarf. Done.
You know what I should do with this eBay link?
What?
Pre-plan it. So instead of doing it live on the show and scrolling through pages and pages of people not buying anything, I should perhaps... or maybe you could do that. Should we do a weird thing that we've never really done on the 20 Megabyte podcast? Pre-plan things.
Okay.
That means that you'd have to go through all the eBay pages until we find the three top things that have got bids against it. It's amazing. I've gone through all these pages and nobody's bidding. They're watching. Should I change it to that people are watching instead of bidding? So that might make the link a little bit quicker. Because nobody is actually bidding against any of this lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't mind one of them, those. Look, Doctor Who, Sixth Doctor,
lattice stripe coat movie costume, and
wow.
£94.99
to £169. I don't think your mum would allow me to buy that.
No,
and
I don't think she would.
Well,
she'll just
fit me.
She'll just go like this.
Would she?
Yeah. It's too expensive.
Yes, that's probably what she would say.
Yeah.
I haven't bought my lottery ticket today, so maybe I should buy it. Right, we're going to change the rules, because it takes too long. Right.
Okay, what?
Page one. Okay, this is the items that people are potentially going to be buying because they're watching them. So the most expensive item that people are watching is William Hartnell signed autograph and letter frame Doctor Who autograph 1966.
Yeah. And £4,000.
11 people are watching that. And number two is Topps
Doctor 2015 triple autograph card, Barryman, Miles, David Lloyd, and that is £3,249.99.
Okay, and the third item that people are watching is
2013 Doctor Who 50th anniversary TARDIS. £200 gold-proof coin box.
That COA means a certificate of authenticity.
Okay, COA issue 250.
That means there's only 250 of them.
And there's £2,659.95.
Great. So, while I move on to the next link, Chris, have you seen any of the previews to the Christmas special? What sort of Doctor Who fan are you?
Well, I was very young when I started Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, well,
very
I think what
young.
You should watch is the
I was
episode...
younger than
Because when you were born...
You've got SimCity, haven't
it's brilliant,
you?
Isn't it? I love SimCity. Have you not... What do you know about SimCity?
Oh, because Mrs. Thomas, she's got it on her computer, and sometimes she lets me play on it.
I love SimCity.
Epic.
I've made a city called Isabelicia. No, it was Isabella Land. Isabella Land.
Can you tap on it?
Not at the moment, no. You've made me completely forget what I'm doing. What was I doing?
I don't know. I've forgotten as well.
I had a really good idea. I've forgotten what it was. Blast, I was doing it on eBay. Oh, I remember now.
What is it?
No, we're going to have a look. I'd like to resurrect this feature on the show called the Doctor Who Podcast Charts. I can't actually do the charts now because, again, I haven't pre-planned it because you just came into the room and said, shall we do a podcast, which rather makes it a bit difficult for pre-planning things like researching Doctor Who podcasts online because iTunes have made it very difficult to actually do the charts, because it has to be active podcasts, and our ones that are actually being released in the last week. So we're going to have a random little look through it before I persuade Debbie Melrose to actually do the charts for real.
Horton Hears and Who?
Right, Doctor Who podcast. Okay, now I think it's fair for doing a search for Doctor Who podcasts to type in the search link or tag Doctor Who podcast, don't you? Because you could just type in Doctor Who. But I think because this is a Doctor Who podcast chart, that Doctor Who podcast would be the logical thing to type in. What I'm going to do is click on this. It says see all, and it lists all the Doctor Who podcasts in order of preference, not necessarily in order of popularity, because some of these shows, like the Doctor Who podcast, which is currently positioned in number one, that's not on anymore.
Is a 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast on it?
Yeah, but not on this page. If I make it a bit bigger, because there's a big screen, this, it never know, it might appear. No, it's still not appearing. Okay, like these are the order in which of popularity throughout. Oh, I've got a reminder that there's something happening tomorrow, so I'll close that down. So, say, for instance, we click on this one, which is the Memory Cheats podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It comes up with all their shows. Now, what's the date today?
The date is the 19th to 12th, 2015.
Yeah, so that means their last podcast, or most recent podcast, has to be released between the 2nd and the 19th of December. What's the date of that podcast? Not the 2nd, what am I on about? Between the 11th. Where did I get this 2nd from? Between the 11th and 19th. What's that date there?
The 17th of December 2015.
Right, so that means they've had a show out in the last week, therefore means that the Memory Cheats podcast is the number one Doctor Who podcast. Mm. Normally we do it in reverse order, but this is how I used to compile the Doctor Who podcast charts. The trouble is, as you see, now I've tried to go back to the previous page and it's not loading anything. What's the matter?
Can I put this?
Right, give it to me. Okay. You've drunk it all. That's not doing anything. Let's go back. Oh, right, that's loaded. Let's go that way. See what I mean? See, now it's gone back to there and it's lost the page. This is iTunes being awkward. This is why I'd have to get Debbie Melrose.
iTunes is awkward.
Because I couldn't expect you to work out how to do this. So Memory Cheats, therefore, is the number one Doctor Who podcast. All right, the next one on the list is Radio Free Skaro. As you see, Radio Free Skaro, 13th of December, that falls within our little... Yeah, so that would therefore be number two. So you would write Radio Free Skaro down on the list, and it's still not loaded, so for goodness sake. What is the matter with this iTunes? Unless I need to upgrade it.
My library...
Right, so the next one on the list is Casterbrus Doctor Who. No, it's this one. Casterbrus Doctor Who News and Reviews. The podcast. Right, the date of their last show was the 27th of September. Therefore, they wouldn't be included. So what was number two?
And number two
was Radio Free Skaro, yeah. Remember this. It's important.
I try to. Bad memory.
Number three we're looking for. This is the next one on
the fan show.
No, it's not number three because we don't know about the date. Look at the date.
It's 8th December.
Yes, which means it's outside our little window. Oh. So it's not that one. So number two is still Radio Free Skaro. Right, so moving on. This one here.
Doctor Who podcast.
What?
And their last episode was the 10th of December.
Which again is outside because it's before the 11th of December.
Bye bye.
So it's not that one.
Right. No. Interesting.
So we're still only up to number two.
Alright, next.
We're going to stop at where we are. Power Press.
Okay. See. So their last episode they did. Oh my god. That's way up the charts.
Yes, it's. Couple of years ago. This one.
Okay. The last episode.
What's it called though?
It's called Doctor Who and a Sociational Podcast.
No.
And
what's that say?
And a Sociational Podcast.
Occasional. No, well, it wouldn't be that one.
The last episode they released was on the 2nd of August 2015.
So it won't be that one?
No.
No. Then we got Women Wanting More, which got nothing to do with Doctor Who. Pardon? What did you say?
I just said, what the heck?
Impossible Girls, which is a Doctor Who podcast. So that's obviously done, I would guess, by girls.
And their last episode they released was the 14th December 2015.
Which is within our little thing. So that makes that one number 3.
Yay!
Right. So we're not in the top 3 at the moment.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that didn't work, did it?
So we're not in the top three at all.
No, we're not in the top three. That's right. Bad. So the girls one, right. So the Doctor Who show is the next one on the list.
So the last episode they released was on the 9th December 2015.
Which again doesn't come into the little
bye.
No. All right, so the next one after the Doctor Who show is
Dawny.
Doctor Who New York. And they haven't had an episode out since 2009.
What the?
Yeah, so that definitely falls outside our little window of chance.
The
Others podcast. That is a Doctor Who podcast, because what's this?
A Cyberman.
Yes. Their last episode was
released on the 27th of May, 2015. So
therefore, nope. So what are we up to at the moment? Number 3?
Number 4.
So we're looking for number 4.
Yeah.
Doctor Who commentaries.
Okay.
Doctor Who.
Their last episode was released on the 25th. October 2014,
bye. No, definitely not that one. What else we got here?
We've
Podshock.
Got
the... The original...
The last episode they released was on the 3rd December 2015.
So what does that say to you?
That, indeed.
Yeah, so that doesn't appear... So that's not number 4 either.
Doctor Who Zeus Pod. The last episode was released on 29th September 2015.
So that's not that one.
That was rubbish.
Why is it rubbish? Have you listened to it then?
No.
Right. Tin Dog. Right, here we go. Tin Dog.
K9. So the last episode was
released today. So therefore that makes the Tin Dog number...
4.
Number 4. Yes, it does.
Well done, Tin Dog.
Right, so moving on from the Tin Dog, we have Doctor Who Time Tales. I'm not even going to even bother clicking on that, because I know that is not been out for years.
Okay.
Ultimate Health Podcast, nothing to do with Doctor Who.
No, nothing
Career
to do.
Revolution nothing Podcast, to do. Nothing to do with Doctor Who.
Right. Doctor Who audio dramas.
I think that is an old
one.
So that's a no-no.
Okay.
That's my chair.
No. Sorry.
Doctor Who Brazil Podcast.
Mm.
Would you guess that that podcast is made in Brazil? Because it looks a little foreign.
7th of December 2015.
Nope. Doesn't equate.
Bye bye.
How can we be below a Brazilian podcast?
I know.
Ridiculous. DWO WhoCast. I wonder if that's still going, actually.
That is.
No. I did say to Seb, I was quite willing to take over presenting the Doctor Who podcast, but they obviously don't think I'm good enough for it. Sorry, the DWO WhoCast, not the Doctor Who podcast. I do.
Okay.
Timelines podcast. No. Nope. Oh, look how old. 2010.
Oh my god.
That was a long time ago.
That was ages ago. That was five years ago.
Podshock, we've already done. Verity. The Verity podcast. 16th. Hey. So what does that say to you? Is it number 4 or number 5? I thought we had number 4.
No. Oh, yeah, but it's 5. It's 5.
You're supposed to be keeping track of this. Verity is number 5.
Okay.
So DW Doctor Who podcast. Oh. No. 2007. You're only
what
one.
The?
You're only one when that last was brought out.
Oh my god. No, I was still zero. That was the 4th of June. I was still
zero. How pedantic.
Still zero. I'm 0 years old.
The YooHoo podcast.
The YouTube.
2014. No, not you two. You who?
I know, you two.
That's a no. The Oodcast. I don't think they've had anything out for a while.
No.
Nope. Oh. May.
May.
I would have thought they would have, because they usually do their show when the series is on.
Yeah.
The new Oodcast. Weird. 2 minute time, Lord. He's got her. He always
reads.
How do you mean, yeah? You don't even know who he is. Right, yes,
that's
he is.
At number 6.
Number 6, that's the 2 minute time, Lord. Yes. Well, I've always meant to get him on our show, actually. But it never happened. He's probably never heard of us, anyway.
No.
Doctor Who, the Big Blue Box podcast.
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So what does that make that one?
That makes that one at number 6.
Sure it's number 7?
No, 6.
Okay, we'll keep track.
Wait, no, 7.
Make your mind up!
7.
The Doctor Who podcast original, 2007. That's definitely a no-no. Right, moving on.
We're at number 8 now.
Yep. Well, I'll be quite happy if we can get into the top 10.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'll be very doubtful that's going to happen, because we're not even on the next page.
Nope.
Where are we?
I can't... Where the heck are we?
Hang on.
Are we on there?
Yes, we are there, look.
Oh, good. What are we?
Where did I get up to? I've lost where I was now. TARDIS Tavern.
Okay.
No.
No. Bye-bye. That is definitely a no-no.
I know it is. I just said that.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
You didn't say no-no. You didn't say
no-no. I said it's a no-no.
You didn't.
I did. What's this? Broken Sea Series. Ooh. Doctor Who. No.
Nope.
2013.
Two years ago.
Yes. Next one is Crinoid Podcast. Crinoid Podcast. I can find out where it is. And last episode was the 15th.
Number seven.
Right, remember, please, Isabella, because you're young. Your memory should be able to retain this information.
Next number one's 8.
So this is number 9. If it is within the... No, it isn't.
Nope.
That would have been Doctor Who... After Buzz,
I'm holding my fingers
after
to my
show, or whatever it is called.
If we... I do that, I don't remember. Mm. So we're at number 9.
It is. What we just said, the Doctor Who After Buzz TV After Show.
Oh.
Impossible Podcasts. No, 2013. No. I didn't realise they weren't going anymore. After the Impossible.
Are we at number 10 or 9?
We're not. Oh, this is number 9.
Okay, 9.
I think.
Nope.
That's
a
Doctor Who
book club
podcast. Mm. Not brought anything out yet.
I'm cold.
Why? Are you going to be cold?
It's cold. I don't know why. It's a bit chill.
Oh, yeah. 11th Hour podcast.
No.
15th, right? Or something.
It makes it at number 9.
Yep, so now we're coming up to number 10.
10.
So we're not going to be in the top 10. We're not going to be in the top 10. Very disappointing.
Well, if we are.
We're not going to be.
Well, if we are.
Doctor Who official podcast, 12th of January. It's a long time ago. I didn't even realise that the BBC were doing that.
That was months ago.
Death in Heaven? How can it be 12th of January? Did they release it ahead of time?
What the heck? This must be a different country.
Oh, no, that was last year.
Ah.
I didn't even know the BBC were doing it. I wonder who presents that, then.
I don't know.
Oh, they're not very long, though.
That was very weird.
Why on earth? Why is the point of the BBC bringing out Doctor Who podcasts when there's so many other people do it a lot
ages
better?
Ago.
Okay, next one is Doctor Who Debrief. No. It's an old defunct podcast from a couple of years ago.
That was a year ago. Next.
Next is Doctor Who Universes podcast.
No.
Oh, what a surprise. Nothing.
No. Not at all. Only 2 episodes.
Remove all these links.
Rubbish.
Next one is the Pharos Project.
Mm.
Old favourite of ours.
And
it just falls outside the...
Bye bye.
So that's a no to the Pharos Project.
Goodbye.
The Doctor's Podcast. This is a Who Doctor's Podcast, the next one. And that hasn't been out for 5 years. And they managed to do 2 episodes. That's such commitment to the world
well
of Doctor
done.
Who podcasting, yes. Next one is Doctor Who Fan Podcast.
Mm, I'll see that.
And 2011.
Nope. Four years ago.
Yes. And the next one is... Oh, mouse got stuck.
Right.
Doctor Who, The Writer's Room.
Sorry, start number 10.
November the 19th.
Nope. A month
John
ago.
John Lucarotti, that was the subject they did
ago.
On the half show.
We're at the 19th today, so it's a month ago.
Yeah, so it doesn't count then. Podshot has already been mentioned. The Doctor Who Mostly Harmless Cutaway podcast.
Oh.
A long-running show. 14th and does. It's number 10.
Oh, didn't make it.
No.
What about 11? Who's at 11?
I don't know yet.
Let's have a look. Let's see who's at 11.
Next one 11. Is Reese. Minute Doctor Who podcast.
Who's at 11?
No.
Nope. Ages ago.
The next one is... the classic Doctor Who podcast. No, so therefore we are at number 11.
Yes,
because we were the next one on the list.
That's great, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
So we're the 11th most popular Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah, it's really good.
So the next thing to try and find out is who isn't quite as popular as us.
Yeah,
so
who's last place.
Last place, because there's loads more on the list.
Who's at 12?
Let's have a look, let's see if we recognise any of these names. Oh, Radio Rassilon, Doctor's Companion, but I don't think any of those shows are still on anymore. Hour of Time.
Hi, Dad.
Just wonder if any of... Oh, Waffle On, that's still going. Let's have a look, see if that's got anything out. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, well, we're number 11 anyway.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, if you say so. How long have we been recording for? Doesn't say. Okay, so that's... basically, if we can improve that link, that would be quite helpful. As in, you know, do it a bit more
Look at the camera,
Bit of research. Yeah. I'm not looking at the camera, I'm doing a podcast at the moment. Stop being silly, Isabella. So what else did we used to do on the show? Well, we can't do feedback, like I said, because we haven't got any.
We did quizzes.
We did sort of quizzes.
Can we do quiz?
What?
Do quizzy.
No. No, because that's the thing we say for the main show. Cool. Stop being silly.
I don't think so. That's me.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think that's probably about it. I did originally... I must write down some show notes of things we must do on the show. I'll tell you what we will do, because Who won our... You need to brush your teeth, yes. Yeah. You don't need to brush them at this moment. Whowon.co.uk have got, as I suggested earlier on in the show...
Dada, can we arrive early to the thingy, so because I have enough time to...
What's that got to do with Doctor Who? You doing a carnival thing? Doctor Who magazine special 42 yearbook, $5.99 at whowon.co.uk. You better get it now, otherwise you won't be able to get it for Christmas because we're running out of dates. Sit down.
I'm standing. I need Why is to stretch.
The Doctor Who magazine 494, as I alluded to. Legends of Shilder. All these things that are actually on the Doctor Who news page are available at Who Won, as I suggested they would be. A Canine and Company, the CD audiobook, and a Conspiracy, a Torchwood CD as well. Doctor Who colouring book. Now, if that had come out a few years ago, I could have got that for you. Because you used to like colouring.
It was at the Doctor Who Festival.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Did you have a look at it?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
Yes.
Why didn't you get it then?
I don't know.
There's a Dalek tin plaque, which is very, very pretty. It's an A3 tin sign featuring a Dalek on Westminster Bridge. And that's a pre-order, because these things aren't available.
That's
You would have thought they would have got them available for Christmas, but no, it's not. But if you pre-order it at whowon.co.uk, you'll get it soon. The Churchill years, which... What have you got your hand? I thought you were going to put your hand up to ask me a question.
I really do need to brush my teeth.
Yeah, all right, we're nearly finished. The other thing we're going to look at is one of our sponsors, Lavazzi.
Dada, look.
No, you made me type it in wrong then.
Finish. Cover the big... Do the finish.
Right, avazi.co.uk, where that you can find Doctor Who stuff, and you can also find Sherlock stuff as well. But the Doctor Who stuff is stuff I'm interested in. It's scarves, ties, umbrellas, jumpers, hankies.
Scarves.
The umbrella you can't get anymore. The Seventh Doctor umbrella you can't get from there anymore, but I'm pretty sure it's available elsewhere.
You can't get the question mark one.
Yes. And it's, as I say, if you want to get any of these things for Christmas, hurry up, because the time is running out.
Oh, but God.
It's lavazi.co.uk.
Shh, as an umbrella.
Can you put the umbrella down, please? The last thing I want to talk about is audible.co.uk. If you go to audible.co.uk /20MB, you can get your... Shush, I'm doing an important link.
You even forgotten the time.
The what?
You forgot
me. I didn't. I mentioned that. You just weren't listening. Yeah, audible.co.uk/20MB. You go there and you can get yourself a free audiobook.
Really?
Yes, if you sign up for a 30-day free trial. If you don't want to retain your membership, you can cancel your membership, but keep the audiobook. And they got a vast range of audiobooks on Audible.
How many?
Thousands. And I was very interested because I was thinking of getting a Chris Evans book.
I want to get the 11th Doctor one.
There's loads of Doctor Who books on Audible. Can't tell you which ones at the moment, but if you go and join for a 30-day free trial, browse it, and just buy a Doctor Who audiobook if you so wish to. But what do you think of Audible?
Sounds pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose we're done, really. I mean, we sort of winged it. This feels like an episode one, this does, but it's not. But,
okay.
Hopefully things will develop as we go on in the future, and you can think of some ideas yourself, Isabella. And try and watch some Doctor Who as well.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we'll be back, not me and Isabella, but you might be there, because we're recording on Boxing Day, with the rest of the crew reviewing the Christmas special. So until then, have a very nice Christmas day.
We do questions.
Yeah, but you get upset when you start losing.
Yeah, but I like doing the same questions.
No, you should be there answering the questions as a quiz for the whole of the team. But you can do if you like.
Yeah.
But you'll probably be asleep because we're recording late at night.
Oh, and then I do it tonight. What? I do it Boxing Day at night.
No, you won't. Your mum won't allow you to. But anyway.
Dad, it's not school night.
Doesn't matter. Your mum won't let you stay up till 10 o'clock at night recording the podcast.
She might.
She won't. She might. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Services.co.uk production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whoone.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.